Hello guys, welcome to another episode of the number one travel podcast in South Africa, Chika Travel. I am your host, Lelo Boyana, and this week we are virtually traveling to Namibia with a dear friend of mine, Mutua Madega, who is all the way in Nairobi, Kenya. This interview was one of the last ones I recorded in studio before COVID hit. So as you will hear, it sounds much, much better than the ones I've been churning out during lockdown. But you guys haven't said anything about, you know, my sound. So I'm hoping it means everything is hunky-dory. So Mutua is helping us out with how to spend 7 days road tripping in Namibia. I really, really enjoyed listening to this again because we recorded it around Feb. In fact, we spoke more than just about what is on this episode, but I decided to rather just focus the conversation on what he considers a good trip as well as his tips for traveling Namibia. And I hope it makes sense for you guys as well. So for those of you guys who aren't scared of the Rona and have time on your hands, Namibia is open, meaning that international travelers are permitted to enter Namibia, provided that you submit a negative COVID test and then spend 7 days in quarantine. They actually have dedicated accommodation that is registered with the Namibian Tourism Board, where you can actually go and stay for the 7 days in quarantine, obviously at a cost. And only after that 7 days and another negative test will you be able to then roam around the country freely. Otherwise, if you don't have all of that time, stay in South Africa like me and listen to this conversation to help you plan your beautiful 2021 trip to Namibia. Enjoy, guys.
Hello, Lelo.
Welcome to South Africa, firstly, and welcome to the Chika Travel Podcast.
Thank you very much.
I'm so excited.
Me too. I'm excited to be here.
Because
I'm glad this is happening.
Because the first time I met you was in Dubai. Do you remember? 2016.
Yeah, it feels like a long time ago.
It's 4 years ago. Can you believe it? Okay, well, 3.5 years. Yeah, it was 2016 in Dubai.
2016.
Google invited us to go explore Dubai.
Yes.
And there was this photographer. You had long hair then.
Dreadlocks. Not long hair. Dreadlocks. Let's be,
long beard.
Long beard also.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then what happened? Now transformation. Your hair is blonde.
Yeah. Once
Cisco
in a while.
Look.
Once in a while, people have to transform. We must show people more of our face.
Yeah.
And so, you know.
Okay.
Transformation changes the new me.
I believe in transformations because every month I have got different hair. So, Mutua, you are passionate about the continent and photography, and you wanted to capture it in this unscrambling Africa. But most importantly, you love travel.
Yeah.
That's also part of the reason that influenced you wanting to do this project.
Yes.
So, what is a perfect trip for Mutua?
Okay. There are a few elements to, for me, to a perfect road trip.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it has to be...
Did you hear, guys? He said road trip.
Yeah.
So that's his preferred mode.
Preferably road trip.
Yeah.
Preferably. Mm. Just because I love the feeling of... I appreciate planes in that we cover a lot of distance in a short time.
Yeah.
What I don't like is that it feels like I teleported. I entered this chamber... in this country that smells like this, that is this temperature, and when I get out this other place, everything is different, and I feel like there was no time to win. Like on a road trip in Kenya, if you're driving to the coast, and every Kenyan knows this thing that there's a point you get to and you start smelling the ocean, and this is way before you even start seeing. So you start seeing palm trees, you're like, oh, you start getting excited. You know what I mean? Like you've traveled, you've gone, and then like 3/4 in, you start seeing palm trees, you're like, oh my gosh. Then in about another hour, you start smelling the ocean, and our ocean, you can tell because the Atlantic here doesn't have the same smell. I don't know why. But the Indian Ocean has a certain salty smell. And you start smelling it and you're like, okay, I smell the ocean, You start getting excited. There's something about road trips.
Have you been to Devon?
No, I haven't.
No, I haven't been. Okay, so it's probably the same smell that I would have in Devon, Did your ancestors speaking to you about?
So I like that about road trips, that you stop whenever you want and take a picture.
Yeah.
You see something interesting. And for me, that's how I like to see places. Like, I like to be like, oh my gosh, that's an interesting tree. Take a picture. Oh my gosh, did you see the sunset? Take a picture. And most of my road trips, we start early. So that's another component. One, it will be a road trip. Two, we will probably start before sunrise. And the idea is so that the sunrise finds us on the way.
Ah.
And then we will stop
and
photograph that sunrise.
Yes.
Wherever that is. And hopefully guys, it finds us somewhere beautiful.
Yes.
And but even if it's on a highway, we'll stop, put the car on the side of the road
and just stop, photograph. To take pictures.
Because that light is just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Even if it's taking pictures of each other, stop, take pictures. Number three, wherever we go, likely, if we are going by road, it will likely be a camping trip.
Mm-hmm.
I love campsites with grass and trees so that the sun does not wake me up. I love them having like a good grill, place to cook under the stars and hot water if possible.
Please.
I would really like hot water in campsites. And then for me, the cherry on the top is if there is a fresh water body that I can swim in.
Yeah.
Like when all those things are there, for me, that's a perfect
road trip. Yeah. Wow.
If there can be a lake and a mountain, even better. But if I'm to choose between the two, I'll take a lake because usually mountains come with cold.
Yes, yes, true.
And I don't want that. I want the lake, but I like good views.
So tell me about your trip to Southern Africa through Unscrambling Africa.
Yeah.
What were your highlights? Ooh, what did you enjoy?
I love this question.
Before you go to that question, no, maybe you must ask me the question because I'm going to forget.
Uh-huh.
What were your highlights?
Highlights for me, like the biggest highlight, Namibia.
Yes. You because, told me about Namibia the other day, and as we were talking, I was like, shit, no, he should be telling me this on the podcast.
This is true. I never tire about speaking about the beauty of Namibia because I'm a big fan of deserts, first of all.
Yeah.
The second time I went to Dubai, I was excited to do the desert.
The desert,
dune bashing.
Mm-hmm.
And we went, and I was thoroughly underwhelmed. Because the dunes are not even as big. You know, they're okay. They're okay. I'm not saying.
So we could actually go to Namibia and experience that.
Exactly.
At less cost. Because it's a two-hour flight from
because
here.
Because these Namibia dunes are huge. And they are like a deep orange that contrasts so heavily with. Like for me, the colors of Namibia are blue. Like a sky blue that's ridiculous. And an orange gold. Of the sand that together, like Namibia is the bluest sky I've seen after Nairobi.
Yeah,
I thought Nairobi had like the deepest blue, but Namibia, there's a Namibia blue. That sky looks like it's just like you could fall inside it.
So Namibia was your highlight?
Namibia was my, top highlight Namibia.
Yes.
Second best, Lesotho. And for me, Lesotho, the thing that was most interesting was that I touched snow for the first time in my life.
In what?
In Lesotho.
Oh.
In an African country.
Oh my word.
In an African country. And we were unlucky because we were timing the snow because the snow is not there all of their winter.
Yes.
There needs to be a nice big snowstorm, snowfall. Then it's covered for like a week or two.
Yeah. So you didn't have to go to New York for the snow. Wow.
Imagine.
Yeah.
So for me, that was just the epitome. Like, that was just the best summary for Unscrambling Africa that, you know, in Africa, we really have it all.
Wow.
Like, we have everything. Even the snow. Like, everything.
Yeah.
So, for me, that was a serious highlight. I loved that.
So, come on now. You have to say something about South Africa. What did you like about South Africa?
Okay.
You went to, like, Upington and...
Yeah. I mean, you know...
And
you know...
Away. You went to so many places. You must say something now. Come on.
But yes, you know, first of all, you know I love South Africa.
I do. Yes.
I love Joburg. I love the people here. I love how Joburg is like Nairobi, but like on steroids.
So it is like Nairobi a bit.
I feel like it's the out of all the cities I've been in my life, everywhere I've traveled to, I feel like the place that I felt closest to home
was Joburg.
Number one, Joburg. Number two, New York.
Mm.
But Joburg's so much more than New York because, I don't know, yeah. Because it's in Africa, there's something that is just encompassing about that.
Mm-hmm.
In New York, you still you still know that you're in a foreign, like you are in a Western country.
Mm.
But in Joburg, you know you're in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that. Obviously, places like Cape Town, I love. I think Cape Town is the quintessential, beautiful city. Mm-hmm. Like, visually, Cape Town has nothing wrong. Like, it has all the elements that one needs for a beautiful city.
Mm-hmm.
It has the ocean.
Yeah.
It has a mountain.
Yeah.
Several.
Wow, guys, it actually does have everything.
It has views for days. Like, you go on that garden route and you want to stop your car every single stop.
Every 5 minutes.
Cape Town,
you stop.
Anywhere you stay in, you get out in a short while. You're somewhere beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to travel far for beauty in Cape Town. And that, I love. Mm. I don't know that I want to go further.
As long as you love something about Cape Town.
Yeah.
So, I want to take you back to... Do you mind talking a bit about Namibia?
Let's talk about Namibia.
You talked to me about Namibia the other day, and... Before our discussion, Namibia was like last on my list of places I wanted to visit. You started talking to me about Sestrim, you talked to me about Ice, you talked to me about Fish River, and then you talked about Ludred's.
Yeah.
And you said Kolmanskop. So Fish River, all those places that you mentioned. And I'm like, what is he talking about? The only place I know is Windhoek and Swakopmund, maybe Walvis Bay.
Yeah. And which then, actually really surprised me because I know you're an avid traveler and I feel like Namibia as a country offers something that South Africa doesn't. Like, if you want something new that you don't have in South Africa, which, by the way, it's hard to get in Africa because South Africa has a wide variety from the dry to the forest. Like, South Africa has everything from lakes to the beach.
Yeah.
So I feel like Namibia now has things that are not in South Africa at all.
Okay. So let's say I have 5 days.
Yeah.
And I'm saying Mutua has said such beautiful things.
Yeah.
Must I make it 7 days?
I think you must I don't know how you're going to do anything in 5 days, but okay.
Let's make it 7 days.
Yeah.
So now I have 7 days and I want to experience Namibia because Mutua, this guy, photographer guy from Nairobi, came on the podcast and said it has to be seen. What and where do I start?
So I would probably... So it depends. If I'm coming from South Africa, I might... Because you guys have fantastic overland cars, like those pickups that are equipped... Not even necessarily pickups. Like, you have vehicles that are equipped. They have a rooftop tent.
Yes.
They have, like, cooking, utensils, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you just rent it and take it back.
Okay.
So if I was here, I might just get one, hire that in Joburg, and drive it all the way to Namibia and just start from the bottom going up.
Can they just fly to Namibia and book it and rent
but
it
also,
there?
But also, if you are like Lelo, and I assume... Many of the listeners probably might be. You might just want to be like, why do I have to waste two days
on the road?
On the road. Like, why don't
I only have 7 days. If I drive it now.
So we say you fly to where? To Windhoek.
Walvis Bay or Windhoek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe let's just avoid because the city is the city.
Yeah.
Fly straight to Walvis Bay.
Okay, great.
Because you can fly to there, right?
Mm.
Okay, so let's start from Walvis Bay. Walvis Bay itself, Swakopmund, it's like a good vibe. You can see dolphins. Like when I was in Walvis Bay. Yeah, in Walvis. So this is what happened. One morning we woke up to shoot the sunrise and it was just foggy.
Yeah.
And we find ourselves on the beach and we find like 3 or 4 dolphins that were, and I'm not kidding you, we were standing on the beach.
Yeah.
They were not more than 10 meters away. they were hunting.
Wow.
I mean, not hunting, but yeah, they were feeding.
Yeah.
So, and you know, dolphins have this thing that I'd watched on, I think, BBC,
mm-hmm.
of how they go in the shallow water
mm-hmm.
and they confuse fish
oh,
by flapping.
Yeah.
So the fish comes to the top and they eat them. So that's what they were doing. So they will just swim along the beach, like along the coast for like 100 meters, then come back.
Come back, yeah.
And they were just there for like an hour.
Wow.
Or more than an hour.
Like I guess they were enjoying the show.
Yeah. So yeah, we shot so that. We cool. shot so much video.
Yeah.
They were so close, like I could shoot with my phone.
Wow.
And see them.
Yeah.
They will jump. They go back in. Mm-hmm. So we just stayed there.
And this is Walvis Bay.
Yeah, in Walvis Bay, and just on the beach. This mm-hmm. is for free.
Mm-hmm.
This is not having to pay for anything.
Mm-hmm.
So did that in Walvis Bay. Okay. Over there, we were staying in a backpackers.
Yeah.
So we.
So somebody else told me if you're staying in backpackers, it doesn't mean that you're staying in like in a dorm with 1,000 people.
Yeah, not necessarily.
Like, yeah.
Like for us, we because we were. Three or four, we were four.
Four.
At that time, two of our friends had joined.
Mm.
We found that this backpackers has different size places.
Mm.
So they had one room
mm.
that had four beds.
Mm-hmm.
So we took that.
Okay.
Again, also remember we were traveling on a budget. So you don't need to. But then again, for me, my thoughts are always that there are people who prefer to save all year and do one trip that's super comfortable. I'm not one of those people. I prefer
mm-hmm.
to travel as much as possible
okay.
with little money,
yeah.
see beautiful places,
mm.
set up a camp, sleep
mm-hmm.
in the camp, sleep in the tent. That mm-hmm. way I spend all my money on experiences and not
yeah.
hotels. That's me.
Okay.
Not everyone is like me, and that's okay.
Yeah, 100%.
So I'd rather go like on three trips
mm-hmm.
for the budget that I could have gone on one trip.
On one trip, yeah.
And we all get the same
whatever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we all get the same beauty,
mm-hmm.
only that I choose to sleep in my tent.
Okay.
And I love it.
Yeah.
So really, I won't even talk about accommodation
okay.
actually, because
yeah.
it doesn't matter. That one is based on someone.
Mm.
But I think Walvis Bay, Swakopmund.
Yeah.
Were good, even though they're really close to each other.
Okay.
Like maybe 30 kilometers.
Oh, okay.
So you don't have to go to both of them different times.
Oh, you can like just
yeah.
drive there. And
the
then,
good thing
yeah.
with Walvis Bay is that...
Would you stay in Walvis Bay or Swakopmund?
I think I will stay in Walvis Bay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's where... Yeah, I found that like more homey than Swakopmund.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm.
So Swakopmund is only that Swakopmund has Dune 7. I think Dune 7 is in Swakopmund. Or is it
that
in Walvis Bay?
It's
one of the big dunes,
yeah.
which again is also free. Like you just go there, you park your car,
and
you can climb all the way to the
yes.
top. And it's a beautiful view.
Mm-hmm.
If you're up there at sunset, you'll love it if you love deserts.
Yeah.
And then I will go from there. So I just use that as a stopover.
So before you move on from there, where is this place where they say the beach meets the desert?
Oh, that's
way
a lot
dead.
Higher.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot higher north. It's called Skeleton Coast.
Oh,
it's not
like
that much further. Though even in what do you call it? Even in Swakopmund.
Yeah, there is a
literally.
Oh,
the it's like the desert meets the ocean.
Oh.
So what happens is the whole of the Namibian coast is desert dunes meeting the ocean.
Mm.
Only that, I think more than 70 or 80% of the Namibian coast on
mm-hmm.
the Atlantic
mm.
is set apart as is protected land. Is like it's a park.
Yes.
So meaning
yeah.
to be able to drive in there, you need to have paid a permit.
Okay.
Which you can do and then go.
Mm.
So they don't allow you to
just
go the way you want.
Yeah.
If the permit was cheaper, we would have gotten it and just done that because. It's beautiful. But there's a place called Skeleton Coast, which is a bit higher, which we didn't get to go to. So it's one of those that could be an interesting addition. My only problem was that, and the reason we didn't do it was that it's going up, and then we'd have to come back down to the same place and then continue down.
So
I was like, if I have more days...
Then you could have done that,
yeah.
but it was not feasible at the time.
Yes.
Okay.
So we start... Swakopmund, Walvis Bay, and then keep going down from there and
uh-huh.
go to Dedvle, which is Sesrim. The area is
yeah.
called Sesrim.
Mm.
And now Sesrim, even if you hate camping, you have to just camp.
Mm-hmm.
Because to get in the parking sesrim is the only way to get to Dedvle at sunrise.
Oh, again, that's what you want to be there for.
That's
the
what
sunrise.
You want to do. If yes, once the sun has risen, the magic disappears, because yeah. there's a magical thing when you get there when it's just bright but the sun is not yet out.
Uh-huh.
Then as the sun rises behind Big Daddy, mm-hmm. which is like one of the largest sand dunes in the world.
Big Daddy.
It's called Big Daddy.
Okay, Big Daddy.
If you want mm-hmm. to hike the whole Big Daddy, it takes 4 hours.
Sure. Okay.
It's huge.
Mm.
It's huge. So the sun rises behind it and starts to highlight Dedvle. There's another dune on the opposite.
Yes.
And it just starts to get light until it goes to the floor. It's a magical moment. And the dead trees.
Mm.
It's beautiful. So sleep.
Dead
you have to,
trees.
Yeah. These are, they're called, that's why it's called Dedvle. I think it translates to a dead forest.
Oh, wow. So the trees so. Are dead. Like
they're dead. They're like what is called petrified.
Oh, wow.
So it's like petrification is this process where a tree dries so quickly that it's intact.
Yes, but
up to the roots.
Yeah.
Like it's not dead falling.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's intact all the way to the roots. But it's dead. It doesn't grow, neither does it rot.
Oh.
So it just stays the way it is.
Wow.
And I need
to... They must
look
beautiful, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
They look so beautiful. And it's such a weird thing.
Yeah.
It's so weird, but it's so beautiful.
So this is in Dedvle.
So that's Dedvle.
Yeah.
You have to camp inside.
Okay.
Because they open... So like the sun... When I was there, the sun was rising at 7. They opened the doors to the park at 8. So you sleep inside. At 6, they open the gate to go to Dedvle.
Okay.
Going to Dedvle from the entry of the camp
takes
about an hour because it's 60 kilometers. Takes
okay.
about an hour. You get there, then you walk 5 kilometers. Not 5 kilometers. You walk... is it 5? No, it's not 5. It's like 1 kilometer.
Okay.
You walk 1 kilometer to where now the dead trees are.
Oh, okay.
And it's beautiful. That just needs a night.
So it sounds like it's perfect for people who like who don't mind camping and.
Yes, I feel like Namibia by itself is. Namibia is either it's one or the other. It's very hard for people who are in the middle. Because the hotels that I saw in Dedvle in Sesrim, they were so expensive. I mean, food was 300. No, not 300. Food was. Was it 3,000? It was either 300... No, it was not 300. Because I remember it was ridiculously expensive.
Yes.
That we were like...
Hey, no, we're not going to eat this. We'd rather eat our beans.
And that was for a buffet.
We're
like, we don't have money for this.
Yeah.
It was literally per person's budget for 2 days for food.
Wow.
Is what was being spent on one meal.
So you either camp or you go crazy with in terms
like
of budget.
Like you go all
so
the way out.
Unlimited,
to
yeah.
a hotel.
Yeah.
Hi. Because remember, this Namibia is so, like, this place, beautiful places are so remote.
Yeah.
That to get to them, it's either you're just rough in it. But it doesn't have to be rough in it. Like, you can, for me, I don't believe camping is rough in it always. It's just, you can decide the comfort level that you want.
That's
like,
right.
If you have these cars with the rooftop tent, it's easy. You just pull it down, get inside, and you're okay. For me, I always camp with an air mattress. So I pump my air mattress and I'm sleeping like I would be sleeping at home.
Okay.
I carry a
yeah,
pillow.
Yeah, comfortable.
Yeah. Like, I'm good. I make sure I have duvets. Like, I make sure it's
You make it comfortable for yourself. Okay.
I make it comfy. I make it cute inside there so that I can feel like it's like my bedroom, personal bedroom.
You don't have
like
to wake up with cramps now because
no,
you're
we cannot accept that.
Not in 2020.
Not in 2020.
Okay, so Dedvle. Now, after Sokop Moons or Walvis Bay and Dedvle, what day am I on now? Where I'm going to be?
Because this is... Night number 2, you're spending in Dedvle.
Okay.
So that you wake up, do Dedvle at sunrise, and then after that, you can leave.
Okay. Where am I going to?
So from here now, you go down to Luderitz. Luderitz and Swakop, and Kolmanskop, you do together because they are 10 kilometers apart.
Okay. So what type of places are those?
So Luderitz is like an old German town.
Ah.
It's still very German in the way it is, like a quaint, small fishing town.
Mm-hmm.
Best place for fish and chips, like best place for seafood because it's fresh seafood.
Yeah.
They live on they have this cute houses. Mm. We got an Airbnb there with a fantastic view onto the ocean.
Mm.
And you just can't sleep in Coleman's Cove.
Okay.
Because Coleman's Cove is the old town that has been infested by, like, where the Germans fled from.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to go there mine. They found, then they heard that it, there's minerals that are easier to get in South Africa.
South Africa, and they
so they left their buildings, yeah. Everything went. And then over time, the desert, because it's the desert, the sand,
yeah.
Without being interfered by anyone, sand dunes started forming inside the houses.
Inside the houses.
So now, yeah. You pay and go there, and it's fantastic.
Wow.
So they have two fees, like they have, I won't remember what the figures are.
Yeah.
But they have a fee structure for anyone who just wants to go.
Yes.
And you have to leave by 1 p.m.
Oh, why?
Because they still do some mining nearby.
Oh,
there.
Okay.
But you can pay more,
mm-hmm.
like the photography, which is like 3 times more, and then be there even at night if you want.
Oh.
So our guys paid that.
Mm, to be there till very
and late. Then we, yeah. So we paid that, and then we came back. Like we came first during the day, we saw what we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Then we came back for the sunset. So we got there like at 5.
Yeah.
Got in, shot the sunset from there. Then we stayed till night. I think we left there like at 9 because we wanted to shoot the stars from these old buildings.
Mm.
It was beautiful.
Mm.
Then went back to Luderitz, of course, to sleep.
Okay.
Explored Luderitz the next day and then left. So if you plan to leave, say, Sesrim, early, because Sesrim, what you need mostly is the morning.
Yeah, you just need
after
the sun
rises,
you can go.
And you see that, you see Dedblay, have breakfast, go. So you
and
could be out
you,
by 9.
How would you describe that sunrise, though?
That sunrise, it's like it paints the dunes, it paints that landscape, and you can see, it's almost like you can see the brush strokes, just imagine. It's like when you're making a painting, and the light, it's like the color is now just coming on. Because the sun rises from behind Big Daddy.
Mm.
And you see it just start to paint the dunes on the opposite side.
Yeah.
So the dunes come from a dull color before being hit by the light to this vibrant orange.
Mm.
And it keeps going down, down. And there's a point, which if you are observant, there's a point where the sun has lit the dunes, but has not yet touched the floor. So it looks like there's a line drawn.
Yeah.
It looks like a painting.
Wow.
If you get that picture.
Yeah. Did you get that picture?
I missed it.
Come on.
Because things happened. Of course, we had a four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
So I knew that we would be able to drive that last stretch where the tarmac ends.
Yes.
But, yo, driving on sand is something I should have practiced before I got to Namibia. So we got stuck like not even far in. Got stuck. So we turned around quickly.
Mm.
And then thankfully they have their own cars that drop
that
people.
Can. Oh,
but
thank
you pay,
goodness.
Obviously.
Yes.
And they've done that intentionally. So they put tarmac for 60 kilometers.
And then
the last 5 kilometers
nothing.
Is just sand. So you have to pay them to use their cars. Or you have to know how to drive on sand because it's full sand, nothing.
Yeah.
I couldn't drive. So in that waste of time, we missed that sunrise. Like we missed that line where it's just... But still, I love the pictures so much that it doesn't really matter that it was a perfect line.
Okay.
So that's... Yeah. And in between those trees, if you dress for it, like I would say, if you like taking pictures, know where you're going, dress for the place. If you see... I don't know if you know Jessica Nabongo. The
Catch Me If You Can. Of course. Catch Me If You Can. We know her.
Yeah. So her, obviously,
did
I love the
pictures. Did you go there
with her? No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I've met her several times in Nairobi.
Yeah.
But like, she made really good pictures there.
In there.
In Dedblay.
Yeah.
So you can be creative based on what... For me, obviously, I'm a photographer, landscape photographer.
Yes.
So for me, it was not about the people.
Yeah.
It was getting that landscape. If you... into, say, fashion or whatever, then this is an opportunity to go there and make content, make pictures, dress differently, make those pictures.
Mm.
So there's many things to do. But I'd say finish, then leave, because you have like 250, if not 350 kilometers to Luderitz.
Okay.
So that you get to Luderitz and go to Coleman's Cove that same day.
Yes.
What day are we now? We're on day 3.
We're on day 4. I think we're on day 4.
No, we've slept in Walvis Bay.
Yes.
We've come to Walvis Bay, slept there. The next day we went to
Goldman's Corp and
Lidwitz.
No, we did Walvis Bay.
Then we went to Sestrim.
Then we went to Sestrim, yes.
We slept there.
Yeah.
Now it's day three and we are going from Sestrim.
It's still day three.
Yeah, it's day three.
There's a lot you can do, Moss, in just a short space of time. Yeah. Yes, okay. So you haven't even gotten to Fish River.
No, not yet, yes. We won't spend time there.
Okay, so right.
Sestrim. So you want day three, you leave Sestrim as early as you can so that you can get to Coleman's Cove before, say, 3 or 4.
Yes.
And it's possible.
Mm-hmm. So Goldman's Cop is, you were talking about loaded, inside the houses, it's all day.
So you go, you pay for that, stay there, get in those houses at sunset, that's perfect.
Done.
Take many pictures. There's there's so much sand inside. Like, you might be there for 3 hours.
I haven't seen pictures from there.
Have you not? I will show you.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how you have not seen this.
I think it's because I've just been closed off to Namibia, to be quite honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've
that's true. When you're interested, you just start seeing it.
That's true.
Yeah. So if you do that, then you just go to Luderitz, spend the night, obviously, eat some good seafood. Yeah. The next morning, let it be a lazy morning, explore Luderitz. If you can be up at sunrise, there's a good view over Luderitz. From there, as you're leaving Luderitz, you could drive to, there's a what are these things? Lighthouse.
Yeah.
There's a lighthouse not far, like 5 kilometers from Luderitz, that you can go to, just drive off to, go see. That you could do at sunrise. It's a good sunrise activity. Go there to the, it's beautiful. Spend the morning there. The waves are big, there's lots of seagulls, and it's a really old lighthouse.
Okay.
Come back to Luderitz, have breakfast, and then leave Luderitz. Now at this point we can go to Fish River, Ice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hot Springs.
Yes.
Yes.
I think now on this day, because now this will be a quite a scenic drive. So we just give it the whole day.
Okay.
From
the whole day you're driving.
I mean, not driving continuously. It's like there's a small town. There's a town called, what is that town called? There's a town called.
You didn't tell me about that town.
Did I not?
Mm-mm. It's not Ice. It's not.
No, before, as you're getting there.
Oh.
Okay, hold on. The things will be, all this whatever will be cut off.
Yes, no, we will cut them off. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. So as you drive from Luderitz, that means you're going to come to Aus, a small town called Aus, which is like a...
How do you write that?
A-U-S.
Oh, Aus.
It's just an intersection.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, that's where you turn right, and now you go down, 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 all the way to a small town called Rosh Pinna. And then from there, it's like almost you're near the border.
You stop at Rosh Pinna?
No, you don't need to
drive past.
If you want to fuel, like, that's a good place that you could fuel.
Okay.
House, you could fuel, buy snacks, whatever it is, because you...
So do you pay in... Were you paying in US dollars in Namibia? What currency were you using to pay?
I mean,
were you
They use rand. They take rands. Or Namibian dollars.
Oh, okay.
But I was paying with my card everywhere.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Most of the time. So by the time you get to Rosh Pinna, you can fuel up, stock up on snacks, whatever, whatever. Because from Rosh Pinna, it will be like into very scenic... place, but the last time I was there, there was no, it felt like they were building the road, or maybe they're not even, because now you're traveling on the border of South Africa and Namibia, which you're driving alongside the Orange River.
Yes.
So you're just driving alongside, up to a certain point where you will see, it just shows you where Ice is. And you take that turn.
The things you've said about Ice, I can't wait.
And
to
you
get
go to Ice.
Yes.
And Ice has two different hot springs. Sometimes when it's a nice, I think when it has rained and there's good water, there's the natural springs. But I don't think someone can enter into the natural springs.
Oh.
Because they might be too hot. But they do have a natural spring pool.
Okay.
Yeah.
They
have a pool where, you know, like, proper pool.
Yes.
But it's natural hot spring
hot
water.
Springs. Ah.
So it's not treated.
Yes.
It has that, you know, that natural smell. That's like sulfur.
Yes.
It's fantastic, and it's warm.
Ah, okay.
So the best thing, us guys got there at night and were too tired. But I'd say if I had a choice, I'd want to get there like at 5. So that as the sun sets and it gets cool, you go with your friends and you just get into the pool and just chill. In the pool, just because now it's cold outside.
Is this ice hot springs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now it's cold outside, now it's warm inside.
In the water.
What us guys did, because at night we couldn't do it, we got there, set up camp, ate, slept. In the morning we woke up like at 6, and we were in the pool by 6:15.
Before it got hotter.
Yeah, before the sun even came out. It was like there's light, but there's no sun. So we got in there and we just chilled. And we just chilled there.
Yeah.
Just when the sun came out, and now we're like, okay, enough.
Done, yeah. And AIS, guys, is spelled A-I space A-I-S.
Yes.
That's AIS. Because, okay, cool.
Yeah, so that's a fantastic thing to do. And then have breakfast.
Yeah.
And from there, drive to... The good thing with that... Now, AIS going to Fish River is a short drive. It's only 70 kilometers.
Okay.
There's also options for people who are hardcore hikers.
Yeah.
That's there are people who start, like there are people who hike from Fish River Canyon. There's a hiking route where you hike inside the canyon. It takes 5 days to cover the 80 kilometer hike, which you come out at AIS. So many people, like, while I was there, there are people who came out from somewhere. They're like, yeah, we've made it.
Wow.
Like, so it's like you go there, and then your car goes ahead of you, waits for you in AIS, and you just hike inside. It's the only way to be inside the gorge. If you're not hiking, you're not allowed to be inside the gorge.
Oh.
Because you might, I don't know, something might happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. But then, so it's a five-day route for the people who... Could never be me.
No, definitely not me either.
My ancestors were long distance traders. So they walked 500 kilometers, but that gene skipped me.
Yeah. So you would drive then that 70 kilometers from AIS to Fish River.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'll spend the rest of the time in Fish River. Fish River.
What's there to see in Fish River?
Oh, that canyon.
Mm.
It's like the Grand Canyon.
You showed me the pictures and I was like,
it's wild.
Yes.
Like, you can't even imagine that exists anywhere here.
And this is closer to South Africa now.
Yeah, this is so close to South Africa, because from there to the South African border, I think it's less than 200 kilometers, if I'm not wrong.
Wow. Okay.
It's really, really, really close.
I really didn't know about those canyons.
And Fish River Canyon is good to look at in evening light and morning light. So, you know, like that one day you get there, you can chill a bit, you can rest, because the whole day has just been going. So if you want to do daytime naps, you can nap. By the time it gets to 5, then drive out to where the canyon is.
Yeah.
Just hang out there, take pictures, because it looks beautiful. Move different places. There's a viewpoint, but remember what I said? If you stand at the viewpoint like everyone does,
then you get the same, you get the same pictures everybody else.
So you have a car. Drive, just drive along the gorge as far as they allow you to. Get to places where people are not.
Okay.
Take
you've,
pictures.
You really challenged me about the fact that this thing that you're saying about, if you go where everybody else is going, then you get the same pictures.
Get the same thing. Nothing unique.
Special and different about yours.
Yeah.
Okay. So is this now our 7 days?
Now
the rest of the time
because
I'm spending it in
now the rest.
Fish
so you have time now. When you're done with Fish River, now you can use that extra day to drive back to.
Okay.
What do you call it?
To Johannesburg.
You can either, I mean, depending on how
to
you
Walvis
take your flight,
Bay,
but you can
I
drive
flew.
Back to Walvis Bay and then fly from there. Because now from that side, driving on the highway, because the problem is these cities are near, all of these places are near the water. So that's why you have to go like on the rough road. But when you're going back on the highway, it's maybe 600 or so kilometers.
Okay.
It's not a bad drive. Like one day, you'll be there.
So Mutua, if I said to you, Mutua, you have 2 days to spend in Namibia, out of all these places that you've mentioned, where would you go?
Yes.
Two nights only. Yes.
Two nights
is 3 days. At least I extended it.
Yeah, 2 nights is 3 days. I would pick, like in terms of wow factor.
Wow.
Something you've never seen. Yes. Like, I will pick Fish River Canyon, AIS. For sure, I will take Sesrim.
You can do more.
True. I will take Fish River and Sesrim.
Yeah.
Because I think Dead Vlei is just like nothing is like it in the world. Yeah.
And it's just right around the corner from us.
And just here. Just here.
Okay. It would be
We did meet a lot of white South Africans out in, there.
Yeah, no, they our white counterparts, they travel, ne? They don't play. And they go to all these places, you know, Namibia. Yeah. And just around.
There were so many. There were actually no Namibian the Mozambique, plate cars there.
Yeah.
They were just South Africans that were camping there.
Okay. Thank you so much. Here you are off to Cape Town with your wife.
Yes.
Is it her first time in Cape Town?
First time in South Africa.
Oh, first time in South Africa even. Okay. And you are going to make it special. Because the last time you went to Cape Town, you got hit by a car. So please, can you be careful this time?
I mean, I've been there once after the accident.
But like literally you come to Johannesburg and you get hit by a car. Ah, bruh. Because you're busy taking photos.
This time I will make sure that I'm watching. Please. I'm watchful and I'm taking pictures.
Enjoy. Is it your anniversary or you guys are just visiting?
No. It's our 10th wedding anniversary.
Oh my goodness.
So we decided to do that in Cape Town, and a couple of our friends are coming with us also, just so that we can have a good old time.
Yeah.
Everyone else is their first time in South Africa except me.
That's gonna be
so
special.
I'm like a tour guide to everyone.
I really hope you guys will enjoy yourselves.
We must. I don't see any other way.
Yeah, I'll be checking your Instagram. So where do we find you? By the way.
Find me. Okay, find me online. I am at Truth Slinger.
Why? Truth Slinger?
Because I sling them truth. I drop bombs. I drop truth bombs.
Okay, Truth Slinger. And you do have your website as
Truth Slinger on Twitter and Instagram. And my website, mutuamadeka.com.
Oh, is that how you say it? Madeka?
Not Mateka.
Like Mutuamadeka.
Yes, so in terms of spelling, you will spell it the way you would spell Mutuamadeka, but in terms of pronunciation in Kenya, we say Mateka. Yeah. Okay. Mutuamadeka.
So
we pronounce
Mateka,
our TH.
Mateka is waste.
Is it?
Mateka,
yeah.
Mateka is waste. Okay, Mutua.
Mateka in my language is like, it could mean two things.
Yeah.
It's forest, and it also means laughter. When you say someone is, people are laughing, you say Madeka.
Oh, Madeka.
But when a forest is called Kedeka. Yeah.
Kedeka.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mateka waste. Thank you, Mutua. It was such an awesome pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. I had fun.
Yeah. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. We will catch up again next week. But in the meantime, if you listen on Apple, please leave a review and comment. It helps other people find the podcast as well if you do that. So I appreciate that very much. And also, you can find us on social media at Chica Travel Pod, #ChicaTravelPod. Until next week, goodbye.